Hey, it's Jimmy Dore. How you doing?
Jimmy Dore, how you doing? It's good to hear from you, man. I can't wait to see the you got the special coming up here on Comedy Central.
Yeah, we got a Friday at 11 p.m. Eastern is the premiere of it, and then they're going to run a bunch after that. So that's what I'm here to talk about. Oh, also, then the DVD drops on August 5th, so you can get that on Amazon.com. But are we on right now?
Yes, we are.
All right, fantastic.
Citizen Jimmy is the name of the comedy special on Comedy Central, and August 1st, 11 p.m. Eastern, which would be, what's that?
That's the same here. They run at the same time.
They run at the same time here?
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure it wasn't one of those, I have to adjust my clocks.
No. We know how much trouble you have time in anyway. So,
now, how was it, man? I mean, you've had quite the career. You've been so many different places. All this started off in Chicago?
Yeah, well, I come from a big family in Chicago, 12 kids. And, you learn a lot about life growing up in a big family, they say. And I think the biggest thing I learned is I'm easily replaced. I'll tell you that.
You learn that in radio, too.
Yeah, I just couldn't imagine. Yeah, I knew if I died, it wasn't going to put a big dent in their plan,
They had another. We got another one. We can fill him in with his brother.
Can't imagine my mom sitting around. Oh, no, Jimmy's dead. What am I going to do now with just the 11 of you? So I come from that kind of a background. I started doing this political show and... it's just so crazy. Even in my family, people still love George Bush, Like, my brother loves George Bush, and I love my brother, so it makes it awkward, but... he's one of these guys, he listens to too much AM radio. He doesn't want to, he's a Republican, but he doesn't make enough money, Like, he drives a... He drives a school bus, but he worries about the estate tax.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, maybe you should turn off the Rush Limbaugh and get invited to your own life. Let's work on a backyard and then a car that starts in the winter, and then we'll worry about an estate tax.
Then we'll worry about an estate tax. Now, you've been performing for quite a while in front of a variety of different audiences. Where in the country is your favorite place to perform? Are you a hometown type crowd, or do you love the rush from an out-of-town audience?
Oh, no, I love going all over the place, I got to say Palm Springs is my favorite place to do comedy.
Awesome. Wow, all right. Well, let's get you back out here, man.
There's great place. Southern California is fantastic, and so is, there's lots of different. I love going back to East. I love the Midwest. I was just in San Francisco last week. That place is great. And I'll tell you the funniest story was I was in Fort Lauderdale, and, there was a long time after 9/11, if you made fun of the president, people would yell stuff at you. No kidding. Like, I was doing some George Bush jokes in Fort Lauderdale. This guy snaps, stands up, man. Flips me off with both hands, which that's just rude. And then he yells at me. He goes, F you, go back to your Jew state, which I was like, dude, we're in Florida. Ixnay on the OJ, they're all around us. I got a lot of that, which I guess that means you're hitting the nerve. One time I was doing some George Bush jokes in Houston because I'm brilliant.
That's right. They got an airport named after the Bush family.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you guys probably could pick up. I'm not the sharpest knife in the knife thing. But I am smart enough to know that George Bush is just about as dumb as I am. I'll tell you that. And our brain should not be running the country. Our brain should be smoking pot and doing comedy, which is exactly what I'm doing.
Hear, hear.
And when I hear President Bush speak, I think somewhere there's a comedy club missing a comedian.
Wait, is he doing an impersonation? It's a good one.
I'll tell you this, though. I do like to get high and watch the Christian television, and it makes it... It makes it seem less evil. It really does. And, we have the medical marijuana now in California. When I say we, I mean I have the medical marijuana. And now my friends all ask me if I'll buy them weed. And I'm like, well, why don't you just get your medical marijuana license? And they all pretty much say the same thing because they're afraid their name's going to end up on some kind of a list. And they're like, I don't want to end up on some kind of a list. And I say, well, your name does end up on a list. It ends up on a list of people who can buy pot. You know, that's a pretty good list. That's all I'm saying. And then I have other friends who they have now teenage kids. And they don't want to get their license because they're afraid their kids will find out they smoke pot. Because it would be horrible if their kids found out they were cool or something, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, man, on Comedy Central, it's happening August 1st, Friday night, 11 p.m. on Comedy Central, Citizen Jimmy, and the DVD and the CD, that's going to be coming to follow, what, in about a week or two?
Yeah, August 5th, it's next Tuesday it drops, and you can get that at Amazon.com, or you can go to my website or my MySpace page, see a couple of the special clips of the special right now, and... I think you'll like it. It's pretty. I'm really happy with how it turned out. And I really appreciate you guys letting me come on and plug the show. I really appreciate it. I need all the help I can get.
Oh, Jimmy, we love you, man. Thank you much for being on the program with us. And Jimmy Dore is the name. Remember it. Know it. You've seen him places. And now you're going to go, dude, he's got his own special. This is awesome. Citizen Jimmy is the name of it. Again, Comedy Central, Friday night, 11 o'clock. What's next for you as we're closing out?
Right now, I'm just touring, getting ready. I'm writing my next special, which I hope to tape in another year.
Awesome. Need extras? Give us a call.
Okay, I really appreciate you guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Jimmy Dore, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank you very much, Jimmy.
Bye.